Aaron Sims now joining us. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for the time.
Well, first of all, give me your thoughts the first three games of the season, because this team knocks off the Ice Hogs down in Rockford 5-3, 5-4 they beat the Wild, and 5-2 they beat the Wild. Well, they beat the Wild twice. So yeah. Now here come the Hershey Bears. I would assume they're going to score five. As long as they don't give up more than five, they're good to go.
Yeah, exactly. But if you keep going with five, that's not a bad number. But last year, the Admirals averaged just under three goals a game. One of the big things for the Admirals, part of their good start, is 17 of the players at one point or another played with the Admirals last season. So there's some great cohesion there. You throw in the goaltender, Anders Lindbäck, who played here 7 years ago. So there's 18 guys on the roster that played here at one point or another in the past. So they all know each other. Even the new guys that came in, they played with a few of the other guys on other teams and other organizations and juniors, wherever it may be. So there's a lot of familiarity, and I think it has led it has been a great reason for the reason the Admirals are off to a perfect start.
So what else have they done offensively that has been just that good? Is it just the fact that the offense is just looking that good, the passes are crisp, things are good? Because I haven't had a chance to see them yet. I mean, Friday night's going to be my first opportunity, but what is it about this team that has given them that kind of that offensive burst?
You always hear, there are so many buzzwords, right, in all sports, but especially in hockey. You have get to the greasy areas, go to the net, and all of that. And that's what they're doing, shooting the puck, going to the net, getting rebounds. The special teams have been good. They've been very good on the power play, and their penalty kill has, I think it's 14 out of 15, so it's allowed only one goal that way. So they've done just a good job buzzing around the net, creating pressure in the offensive zone, especially in the first two periods. The Admirals haven't trailed in a game yet. They've have empty net goals in each of the games, so that kind of shows you that they're in control. The other team has to pull its goalies in desperation time, so they have an empty net goal in each game. So they've, for the most part, they've been in control for probably 45, 50 minutes out of the 60 that they've played on the ice so far this season per game.
Defensively speaking, how has that been as well?
It's been pretty good. Actually, it's been really good. Trevor Murphy is in his third season with the Admirals. He was an undrafted free agent coming out of juniors, and he's been magnificent. And we always talk about the rookie to first year jump and then the first year to second year, but the second to third year, I mean, he's gone from a young man to a full adult man. You know, who's the football coach? Mike Gundy, was he the one who said, "I'm a man, I'm 40"? That's
right.
Kind of what Trevor Murphy has turned into. He's a man this year. He's been magnificent. And Lindbäck has been a great story. He's a guy, he's going to be 29 years old, or he is 29 years old. He was a hot shot 7 years ago. He was the next big thing, both literally and figuratively. He's a 6'6" goaltender that came over from Sweden to back up Pekka in Nashville. Didn't get much time, but everybody saw the potential. So he was traded to Tampa Bay to become the number one. And since then, he's kind of bounced around a little bit. And last year, he found himself partly in the American Hockey League for a few games, and then he went back to Sweden to try to find his game, and he wants to get back to the NHL. So this is a big shot for him, a big opportunity to be a guy every night at this level to try to get some confidence back, and he has been magnificent for the team too. So it really has been a nice team effort, and everybody's feeling pretty good at this moment.
Big weekend coming up, game both Friday and Saturday. Hershey is in town on Friday, Rockford back in town. The dreaded Rockford Ice Hogs back in town on the 21st. Is there still that ferocious rivalry that sparred and really kind of broke out in so many, we'll say, fisticuffs and altercations over the last couple of years?
I think there will be with Rockford eventually. There are two fewer games this year. The Admirals and Rockford will play 10 times rather than the 12 that they've played the last several years because a couple of other teams have been added, Hershey included, to the schedule. Hershey's going to make a swing through the Midwest with Grand Rapids and Rockford. So I think there will be. There are a lot of new players. There's a new coaching staff in Rockford. But when you see a team that many times, you're good. There's going to develop some hatred, and I think eventually we're going to see that here in this series.
I am bringing 10 kids to the game for a birthday party on Friday night.
That's awesome.
We're going to come up in a booth and visit you.
Please do.
Yeah.
It's the first time the Admirals have seen Hershey since unfortunately losing in Game 6 in the Calder Cup Final in 2006, back in June of 2006. So, yeah, come on up. It would be great.
We're going to bring them all up. Is there room in that booth?
We'll figure it out. Yeah, you know what? We're kind of in open area, so we can make something happen. Absolutely.
All right, buddy. I'll be there. We'll see you Friday
Excellent.
Night. All right,
great,
pal.
Bill. Thank you.
Talk to you later. There you go. Get down there. Support the Admirals.